Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And as a co-host today, I have Liz McGee. She's in Colorado, I think it is, currently. Liz, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Lon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Well, today the title is Learning to Become a Therapeutic Parent, and we have a guest, Billy Kaplan, who's going to tell us all about that. So, Liz, you want to say good morning to Billy and ask him a question and introduce
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm really excited about today's guest because I think that he's just going to bring a lot of great information to us. And Billy Kaplan is the president and clinical director of House Calls Counseling in Chicago. House Calls Counseling provides in-home psychotherapy to families in the greater Chicago area. And he has provided in-home psychotherapy to families, couples, adults, adolescents, and children for over 15 years. And today, he is here to talk about what it is to be a therapeutic parent, and to also talk about an upcoming conference called Parenting in Space. So welcome, Billy.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
So, Billy, let's just start with the basic. What is therapeutic parenting? Can you describe that a little bit?
Well, sure. Therapeutic parenting essentially is for parents who have children who are really struggling. They might have significant mental health issues, like a lot of the kids that I work with who have been adopted, and they have suffered some kind of trauma in early childhood. And so therapeutic parenting is different from traditional parenting in that it consciously uses as many interactions as possible to help bring healing to the child. So it's helping the parents to really be conscious of what they're doing and to try really different approaches from traditional parenting to help their kids to heal.
It sounds like it be fairly often a serious attachment disorders when you talk about a trauma and an adoption. You get into maybe even into reactive attachment disorder kids?
Well, yeah, I mean, reactive attachment disorder is the focus of the work that we do, but we've also found those techniques work for other children and their parents who are helping them who have traumas of all different sorts going on. So it could just be trauma from, you know, sexual abuse perhaps or things like that. But reactive attachment disorder is the focus of the work that we do.
So when a family comes to you, Billy, and they have a child that, let's say, is adopted and maybe diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder, I imagine by the time they get to you, they've been struggling quite a bit.
Yeah, that is true. A lot of the families that come to us tell us that they've been to three or four other providers, and they're suffering. And I can hear in their voice when I just get them on the phone, I can hear the despair in their voice and the frustration and the anger at the system. Because they've been to all these therapists who are probably really good and fine therapists, yet they don't have or didn't have that specialization in focusing on treating attachment and trauma problems like we do and others have as well. And so they come to us, and their children are out of control, and their lives feel out of control, their marriages feel like they're on the rocks. And so we're sometimes, I like to refer to myself in Chicago as kind of a therapy of last resort, where they say, okay, you know, we've heard about you, but now let's try these services. And so we help teach parents therapeutic parenting, partially because we follow what I like to refer to as rule 167, which is that there are 168 hours in a week, and one of them might be in therapy, so the other 167 are on the parents.
That's a very good rule.
Right, yeah. And so I'm trying to teach the parents. I've learned that I have to teach the parents all my, you know, all my knowledge and all the tricks that I know, because we have to be a team to help these kids to heal, because they're so disturbed, and they have so many behaviors and emotional problems that if we're not all working together and all really on a very similar page with how we're approaching the kids, then we can't heal. But if we are on the same page, then we get to create that healing and get to pull it together. It's kind of cool.
Now, Billy, I can't imagine it's just you. You must have other people that work with you, right?
Yeah, I've got a team of six great other therapists who work with me because we can't cover the whole Chicagoland area by ourselves. Absolutely. And I also do a lot of training and consulting with child welfare agencies and other mental health professionals in the area who are really interested in providing these kinds of services.
Well, tell us about this conference coming up, because we're sort of getting along in time and I wanted to be sure to cover that. Tell us about the conference, and is that open just for Chicago area people, or is it open to people elsewhere in the country?
The conference is called Parenting in Space, and people can find out about it at parentinginspace.com. And Lonnie, it's actually become an international conference this year. We've got people coming down from Canada. So it is not definitely for the Chicagoland area only. There's people coming from all over the United States. In the past, we've had people come down from Alaska. And what we do for the entire weekend, SPACE is an acronym, and it's the S's stand for Safety, Support, Supervision, and Structure, and the PACE, P-A-C-E, comes from the work of Dr. Daniel Hughes, and it stands for Playful, Accepting, Curious, and Empathic. And so we spend the entire weekend in breakouts and in all kinds of workshops focusing on those letters, helping parents to really understand the model. And the thing is, for people who are really trying to be therapeutic, they're probably doing some of those things already, but SPACE, the thing I like about SPACE and the acronym is it helps give people a mindset and a framework for thinking about how can I intervene with my child. And, you know, so I kind of say, well, pick a letter, and if that letter doesn't work, then try a different letter. And it really, it's a beautiful model and the simplicity of it that way. And the other thing with the weekend is that it really helps parents to feel connected. Because as you could imagine, a lot of parents whose kids are really suffering, especially if it's from reactive attachment disorder, they're feeling pretty isolated. And so at the beginning of the conference, I can see in people's faces.
How is your approach different from this typical or the standard treatment center approach to kids with behavioral and emotional problems?
I wouldn't say it's very different from many treatment. There are several treatment centers around the country that really focus on reactive attachment disorder. So for those, it would probably be very well aligned. For traditional treatment centers, the way that it would be different is there are no point systems. There are no behavior charts. It's not about that. The difference is that we're not about compliance, getting them to do what we want, but about connection, by building a connection. So by helping them to really connect, eventually we can get to compliance. But if we just focus on compliance and there's no connection, the compliance doesn't last, is what we find. So the difference is from traditional treatment centers is that there are no point systems, there are no behavior charts. It's about the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the, at the conference that weekend, and I know, that Sandhill Child Development Center, we're going to be there as well, and our clinical director is actually going to be presenting too. But talk to us about some of the topics that are going to be covered at this conference and what parents and professionals might expect if they do attend.
Well, we've got six different breakouts, and we've got all kinds of other activities planned. I mean, the thing about our conference is kind of unique and different is we're really working to create community during the conference, okay? So, for instance, and we recognize that people are fairly hurt coming in. We start out the conference by bringing in a guy who leads everybody in improv theater tricks. Right? Mm-hmm. You're thinking, improv theater, why? Why in the world? Because if you think about it, therapeutic parenting is improv all the time. Right? You've really got to be on your toes. And there are certain core rules of improv theater. So the first rule is this thing called yes and, which is accepting what's coming at you and then adding something to it. And so it's one of the first lessons we'll talk about, first things that we'll talk about is how to get away from saying no constantly. Now, I don't mean to suggest that we're letting our kids do whatever they want, but changing our language so that we can make a difference. So that's the kind of thing that we do. Mm-hmm. So topics are, I mean, I know that your clinical director is going to be talking about great stuff having to do with the mind and the model that you guys follow over at Sandhill and looking at activities that people can do by looking at the children and where their strengths and deficits in their mind and their brains might be, learning about specific activities and things they can do to help stimulate their mind. So, for instance, rather than just trying to, as I like to say, sometimes the mind is kind of like an automobile. right? In the front of our brain is the part where we think and we're really clear, and in the lower part of our brain is a kind of like the really primal part, and mm-hmm. our kids get stuck in that primal part, and I talk about like a car. So the front of the brain is like the driver's seat, and the back of the brain is like being stuck in the trunk, right? And so when our kids get stuck in the trunk, and then traditional parenting would be you try to talk with them, you try to rationalize them, but they're stuck in the trunk, and they can't hear us.
So right? Could parents expect at this conference to actually get some, like, hands-on tools, things that they could actually, you know, use with their kids?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The thing is, with all of the speakers, and a lot of the speakers are from House Calls Counseling, but with all the speakers, mm-hmm. the thing that I talk about with them is, don't get up there and give us all that blah, blah, blah theory stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to walk away with really concrete things in their hands so
tools.
They really know what's going on. And the other piece I want to mention, too, is that we have not only these, you know, us so-called professionals doing it, but we also have therapeutic parents who are there as part of the conference who help teach it. So other parents who are literally in the trenches doing the work themselves, and so they're not just talking about theory, and you know, I can say it till I'm blue in the face, right? But another parent is saying, well, this is what I actually do. Wow, that's really powerful mm-hmm. learning. That's one of the unique things about the conference.
Oh, that sounds great. And can you tell us, when is the conference exactly?
The conference is April 24th through 26th. The 24th is our pre-conference, and the 25th and 26th is the conference itself. The pre-conference is just on that Friday afternoon, and mm-hmm. it kind of splits up into two groups, a trauma mama's group and a dad's trauma group. And basically we all get together for 3 hours in our separate groups, and we just talk about it, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whatever people are bringing to the group, all their issues, all their concerns, and really, really powerful groups.
Great, great. Well, thank you. I mean, this is going to be, I think, a very interesting conference, and I think that the whole focus on therapeutic parenting sounds like it's going to be very applicable to so many of our listeners out there. Don't you think, Lon?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to ask a question: is what have some past parent attendees had to say about it? Do you recall any comments that they made?
I can. I mean, one of the things that I've seen at almost every single conference is someone who said to me, you know, I came to this conference isolated, alone, and now I know that I'm part of a community and that there are other people here and I feel connected. People also say things like, you know, now I have some ideas about what's going on with my kid. Now I feel like I can be effective and more effectively, you know, reach my kids. I should say, I mean, you know, no one's going to learn everything in one conference, but people get the idea that something is, mm-hmm. they can really do things differently and that there is, I should have started with this, right? That there is hope. Because mm-hmm. people come in great despair, and they really leave saying, wow, there's a real possibility that my kid can heal. And that, to me, is the greatest honor I've ever had, as I hear that over and over again from parents who think, I can do this. I can make this happen. And
well, hope is, as an educational consultant, that's one of the main things I always talk to the parents about, or and where that the parents need. Well, we about ran out of time, but if to the listeners, if this sounds like your kid, maybe you should give a call or check the website. So, Billy, would you tell us how somebody could get a hold of you to find out more about the conference or more about your business?
Sure, absolutely. The website for the conference is parentinginspace.com, and our number here at House Calls Counseling is 847-256-2000.
All right. Well, we appreciate this very much. It's very enlightening, and lots of luck with that conference. I would sort of like to attend it, but I've in a non-traveling phase right now. But this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Billy Kaplan about learning to become a therapeutic parent. And be sure to call him or contact him if you have any questions. And my website, if you're interested in what I'm doing, it's Struggling Teens. That's one word, strugglingteens.com. And Liz, thank you very much. You have anything to add?
Nope. Thank you, Billy. I really appreciate it, and I really look forward to this conference.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you there.